You know, that's just like one night I was telling a group of people at a little Bible study over in Louisville about these things. And the next week, one of the ladies said, "I'm going to give a testimony." I said, "What happened?" She said, "You see my son right there? He's 14. I said, "Yeah." And she says, "This last week you was teaching us about Mark 16, 17, and 18, how we had power over these spirits and all this stuff." And she said, "My son, about Monday or Tuesday afternoon, whatever it was, he come running in the house screaming, 'Mom, quick, you got to take me to the doctor. Some big wasp just flew out of the head, hit me right here on the neck, and my neck's all swelling up.'" And she said, "Just a minute." And she said, "I'm going to go get the Bible." He said, "Mom, we don't need the Bible. I need a doctor." "Son, I've learned the Word of God is the best doctor we have." So she runs and gets her Bible, opens it up to where she'd still had that scripture marked, read Mark 16, 17, and 18, reached up and laid her hands on her son's neck and commanded the sting and the burn to go away, according to Mark 16 and 18. And he says, "Mom, it quit burning." Took her hand off. There's no red mark, no nothing. She said, "It really does work." Isn't that amazing how God's Word really does work? Why don't we use this book? What is the problem? Lack of knowledge, lack of faith. Isn't that true? All power is given to Jesus, is it not? Let's go to Matthew 28:18, and let's see. Let's don't say anything that we can't confirm from God's Word. Let's go to Matthew 28:18-19, and let's see what that says. Let's see how much power. Now, Jesus is getting ready to go back to heaven. And let's see what he says in Matthew 28:18-19. "And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, 'All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.'" So now then, our King has how much power?
All.
So who else has any other power? I mean, he's the boss, right? And where does he have the power? In heaven and earth. Is that right? So who's in control of the universe? Jesus. He's in control. "And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, 'All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. So go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.'" And I used to read that, and I used to always stop right there. One day I realized there's another verse. Let's see what verse 20 says. "Teaching them," the new people, "teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." And you're to teach them, the new converts, to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Well, let's go back to Matthew chapter 10, verses 1, 2, and 3. And in verse 7, and let's see what he told them to do. Let's go see if we can kind of buy into this or if we can stomach this. Maybe this is a little more than we can stomach. Let's go to Matthew 10, 1. "And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against the unclean spirits." Now, he gave them what? Power over the unclean spirits. Can you see these guys? No, they're invisible. You can't see a spirit. Unless it manifests to you, you can't see angels. How many of you believe right here in this church today there is warring angels that are on our side right in this church today? Yeah, I believe they're here. Have you seen any of them lately? No, I ain't never seen one in this church. I've seen them outside this building. I ain't never seen one here. But I would love it, wouldn't you? One of these days I'd like to be up here teaching, and I'd like for all y'all just your eyes to get this big. And you back up and I say, "What's wrong?" They say, and I turn around looking, there's about a 15, 16-foot angel standing right there with a great big wing. He said, "Keep preaching, son. Keep preaching." I probably wouldn't be able to talk, would you, Scott? But do you think these guys are here? Sure, they're here. They're always where God's children are. They're always here. But we just don't see them. But he said, "And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits." Now, these guys are out here too. These unclean spirits that are running around all around the earth doing what they will. He gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out. To cast out unclean spirits. And to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now then, what did Matthew 28:20 say do? The disciples are to teach the new disciples to do the same things he commanded these guys to do. Do you know it's amazing how many people in the church have been commanded to go out and cast out devils, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, all the things he told us to do. And, you know, I had been a Christian. I mean, I guess I was 40 years old, and I never laid hands on nobody for healing. I didn't know I had that power within me. Nobody had ever told me. And if I was to had died back in those days and went to heaven, and the Lord said, son, why didn't you go out and cast out those devils and heal the sick? I said, Lord, my pastor didn't tell me those things. He said, well, I gave you the book too, just like I did him. So don't try to point a finger at him. You know, that's what Adam and Eve did in the beginning, right? When one of them sinned, everybody's pointing the finger down to the next one, right? Lord, it was that woman that you gave me, Lord, she's the culprit. Is that what happened? And the Lord said, well, now, woman, what did you do? Oh, Lord, the devil, he's the one did it to me, Lord. Ain't nobody taking no responsibility for nothing. We hadn't changed much, have we? No, we hadn't changed a bit. He says, he called his 12 disciples. He gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. You know what? When you go to pray for somebody, this little critter, is all, since you have to do everything in faith, no wavering, none whatsoever. You go in to pray, so one of your own children gets sick. And you say, oh my goodness, honey, we can pray for the kids. You bring the child in, you lay your hands on them and say, oh God, if it be your will. Lord, please, Lord, you know our baby's sick, will you please heal our baby? All the begging and pleading we do. We don't ever quote no scripture. We don't go boldly to the throne of grace. We don't walk in and say, put our hand on the head of our child and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, you told me to repent of all sins. Lord, I repent. My wife repents. We stand in the gap. We're totally repentant of everything. We're walking in total faith. I'm putting my hand on my grandbaby's head in the name of Jesus. I'm commanding every devil of hell to leave this house, and they're all healed in the name of Jesus. Last week, right over here at my house, all my wife, I mean, not my wife, my daughter-in-law, my son, all the babies, all four of them, come down with some kind of a bug. You know, they were all sick. When I finally heard about it, I said, okay, that's it. I walked across the street over and walked into the mud room right there at the edge of the house, and I just touched the side of the house, and I said, in the name of Jesus, you devils of hell, you have no legal claim over this place. I said, this place really is mine. I'm in authority here. I'm the spiritual head, and I'm serving notice on you devils, and you all are going to get out, and you ain't coming back on my son, my daughter-in-law, or none of my grandbabies in the name of Jesus. It's over. I said, everybody in this place is healed. Opened the door and reached in and told Mariah, I said, all y'all are healed now in the name of Jesus, and closed the door. I walked out, and all of them got well, and they went off on a little trip the next day. Isn't that amazing? Now, how much power do we have over the devil? So how much has he got over me? If I've got all my sins repented of, I mean, just think, not only did he tell us to cast out devils here, but let's go to Mark 16:17, and let's see what Jesus told us again just before he's getting ready to go back to heaven. Look at this, Mark 16:17. On that one right there, he gave you power to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. Did he not? So why do we not believe him? And these signs shall, not maybe, these signs shall follow them that believe. Then what's the problem in the church? We got a bunch of unbelieving believers in the church. You tell somebody, you know, you're an unbelieving believer. They say, they get fighting mad. I'm not an unbelieving believer. I believe it. God said it in that book, I believe it. Well, it don't take long. If you know the word, you can take them lots of places. Well, what do you believe about? Well, yeah, but now that I know, I've been there and done this. I've been in seminary students, you know, and I quote things. And these signs shall follow them that believe. If you are a believing believer, in my name shall you cast out devils. Well, if you have never cast out a devil yourself, what's wrong? You're an unbelieving believer. You know, somebody said, well, I don't know anybody's got a devil. Hey, just try yourself. That'd be a good place to start. You know, because I don't know hardly anybody in the church that don't have at least one or two or three of these little critters. You know, so they're there. They're bugging you. They're trying to make you to do things wrong. And I mean, They're sitting on your shoulder. In fact, you start to pray for somebody in faith. I mean, you say, I'm going over here, and here's a girl over here, and I'm going to go over, and I know she's sick. I know she's got a runny nose and all this stuff. I'm going to cast this devil out of her. And you start over there, and the devil says, you just start to reach out to put your hand on her. And you hear a little voice says, what if he doesn't do it for you this time? You're going to look like a fool. Now, who do you think that little critter is putting them thoughts in your mind? The devil. Sure it is. It's the devil. And usually, guess what happens? You think, oh, ma'am, I'm so sorry you're sick, but, you know, maybe you'll feel better next time I see you. Instead of saying, you devil of hell, come out of her in the name of Jesus. Like I did Cheryl that day when she come in. I didn't hesitate when I grabbed her around the neck and shook her and commanded that devil to leave. I mean, the devil left and she was instantly healed. Amen. How much power do we have over these fellas?
All.
We need to remember that, don't we? All power. It says, in my name you shall cast out devils and you shall speak with new tongues. Amen. Now, the church I was raised up in, they definitely don't believe in speaking with tongues. Boy, you want to get thrown out of a Baptist church, just start talking in tongues. You know, I mean, whenever I led Kathy to Jesus and she started coming to the Baptist church where I was a Sunday school teacher, she had never been in church. She didn't know what tongues was. But God baptized her with the Holy Spirit and she started speaking in tongues. She didn't even know what it was. So she'd come to the church down there and I'd introduce her to some of the ladies and she'd be talking to them and all of a sudden she'd start speaking in tongues. And she wouldn't even realize it. And she's talking in tongues. One of those little Baptist ladies reached her and pat her on the shoulder and say, Kathy, that's all right, honey. It's going to be all right in a little while. Now, them women had never experienced what Kathy had experienced. The baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Hey, when you see a little girl that ain't never been to church, don't know nothing about Jesus, she gets saved and gets baptized in the Holy Ghost, you got to know this is a real deal with Jesus. I mean, you know, oh, Lord. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Isn't that something? Did he say they will follow you? Do you believe that? So next time one of your babies gets sick or something, you know, before you reach over to cast out, or maybe it's yourself like it was me that time, before you start commanding a devil to leave you, make sure you have repented for all sin, because that's the secret.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Best Healthcare Plan in the World, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.